Happiness runs in a circular motion. Thought is like a little boat upon the sea.
Hello, and welcome to Campfires and Color Wars, a podcast about summer camps and the stories we love to tell about them, like the time we were moshing and broke the stage. I'm Raya Schranz, your host, and for the next however many minutes, we're going to press pause on the world around us and transport back to the days of our adolescence, where the school year was just one long rest hour between days at camp. In today's episode, we're going to be talking to Rosie Green and Corinne Shamesh. Let's not waste a minute and get on with the show. So how many years have you guys been going to camp for?
This is my, I think, sixth year. Sixth or seventh. What about you, Corinne?
Yeah, this is my sixth year as well.
So that means you started going to camp during Kol Havim, which is the first year, I believe?
Yeah.
So how old were you the first summer you went?
I think I was probably around 8 or 9 years old. How about you, Rosie?
Yeah, I think I was around 8.
Yeah, so pretty young starting off, and now you guys are what, 14?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's been 6 years, that's a while to be here. So I'm gonna start off with some questions. What is the hardest you've ever laughed at camp?
Well, there was this one time where my friend was leading a service and she didn't know what she was doing. And we were just like all laughing the whole time, and our counselor got really mad at us.
What about you, Corinne?
There was this one time in Elon Note where on Shabbat, me and my friend went to go visit her sister on B-side, and they wanted to hear my friend's laugh. So they just like, one of the people in the bunk was just trying to get my friend to laugh really hardly. And so she just like yelled the F word and she was like,
Okay, what is the best camp performance you guys have had? Corinne?
In 2019, I really enjoyed like the Color War breakout. It was pretty unexpected. And so,
what was the breakout like?
Don't have a clue, but I just remember that I liked it.
Speaking of Color War, what is your favorite year you've had for Color War and your favorite breakout that you remember?
Mine would be 2017. They said it was someone that had been working at camp for a long time. It was his goodbye party, and that was how they broke it out. And
that's
I
pretty
really
cool.
Enjoyed that. What about you?
In 2019 was my first Color War, and we won. And I got like the theme was Mario Kart, and so I was on Yarok, I was on green, which was Yoshi, and in the closing ceremony, I was like, put in a box dressed in a Yoshi costume, and I got to pop out of the box at the end of the ceremony, and then we won, and that was really, like, exciting for me.
Yeah, that's so fun. Oh, Rose, we kind of got a little sidetracked. What's the best camp performance you've guys had?
Probably the Rapunzel play that we did last year. It was really fun.
That's cool. So we've been very positive about things so far, but do you have a most embarrassing camp moment? Rosie or Corinne, whichever one of you guys wants to answer first.
Probably the time that me and my friends went to steal toilet paper. And we went into the boys' bathroom because we thought no one was there, and then someone was there, and this guy yelled at us. It was really funny, but yeah. It was also embarrassing.
Corinne? I'm positive that I've embarrassed myself more than once on multiple occasions every year at camp, but I don't exactly remember how, so.
That's fine. Yeah. Now, more to like a very camp-focused question, top or bottom bunk?
I'm a top gal.
Yeah, me too. I love top.
I've been top every year except for one, and I love it.
I seem to always be top bunk at camp, but I much prefer bottom. I don't know why I just don't request it, because it's probably a lot easier. But I just feel like having to climb up the ladder, it's just so annoying every time, and like jumping down. It is nice though, because you kind of feel like you're separated from everything else, you know? Like when you're just like above.
Not separated,
in a good way, like you kind of have your own area that's like not, you know, right next to people walking around. So I get that. What's the sneakiest thing?
Probably the time it was earlier this year when there was COVID camp, when me and my friend stole a bunch of fruit for the people in COVID camp.
That's fun. What about you, Corinne?
So, again, an Ela note, me and two other friends were walking around on B-side, and we saw that, like, some people were having, like, a birthday party for someone, and they had Italian ice, and it was, like, a really hot day. So, we were, like, so we went up to the people, and, like, we were, like, can we have some Italian ice? And they were, like, yeah, sure, just take. And they had, like, a box of them, so we each took two.
That's funny.
And we brought it back to our counselors to show them that we had two things of Italian ice. And it was really funny. But I don't think the people knew that we took two and we weren't supposed to. So, yeah.
So now I want to go into some roses and thorns about some fun activities and things that we have at camp. So roses and thorns, coals and diamonds, aka strawberries and lemons, aka peaks and valleys, aka pows and wows. There's lots of names for this, but the good and bad things about different activities or things that you do during camp. Rosie, would you like to start?
Yeah, sure. So one of the things that we do is roux. It's basically where we play a sport for about 45 minutes each day, and then at the end of the summer we go to another camp and just compete against them. And I think that it's really fun just like getting to practice your sport, if not a sport. And it's good for people that don't have the chance to when they're at camp because they can practice their skills instead of just losing them. But I would say some of the thorns are just like if you're really tired, you still have to do it.
Yeah, I get that. Corinne, what's your first rose and thorn?
So Shabbat is a pretty big like deal at camp, and like one of the ways that they make it special is that every da at the end of Friday night has a tish, and that's basically like where you just like sing songs and like just are really energetic and like happy for Shabbat. And so the rose for that is that like it's like really fun. So like for Shabbat, like yeah, my rose is like tish because it's a really fun experience that you get to do. But and for Shabbat, like my thorn is honestly dinner, because I don't really like Shabbat dinner. Like everyone always says that
they hot take
it,
very hot take,
but I really the only things I like at Shabbat dinner are the chicken soup broth and the challah. So yeah.
Speaking of tish, Rosie, didn't you have that as one of your roses and thorns?
Yeah, I really enjoy tish. It's like really fun and it's just like everybody having a lot of energy. But one of the thorns is definitely like it's pretty late. It's usually at like 9:45, and like sometimes you just kind of want to go to bed because it's been a long day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any more roses and thorns?
I have a rose and thorn about just like camp in general. So like camp, obviously there are so many roses about camp, but like you just have like a lot of fun, like you get to hang out with all your friends, like it's just like a really fun experience at camp. But like a thorn is like when you go the full summer, like I'm going right now, like you like miss your home like a little bit, and then like you're sad, but then like it's like fun because camp is like just so fun, like you forget about everything. And
yeah, 8 weeks is definitely a long time to be away from your family and friends, and just I mean, you're missing basically all of your summer, Rosie.
Yeah.
I know.
Like when I get home, I have like 1 week before school starts. So.
Do you have any thoughts about that as someone who also goes the whole summer?
Yeah. I just think that going the full summer is really a great way to get the full camp experience and, you know, meeting different people each session and getting to do things that might only happen one session. But yeah, definitely a thorn is that this is basically your whole summer and you don't get to, you know, go on many trips or travel and not as much time to like see your family.
That's true.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being on the show, Corinne and Rosie. I hope you had a great time.
Anytime,
that's our show. You. Thank you for listening. Don't waste a minute.
Don't waste a minute.
Don't waste a minute.
Happiness runs in a circular motion. Thought is like a little boat upon the sea. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can have everything if you let yourself be. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs.